The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, honest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what we read of the Pharisee is the inclination of our fallen human nature. Our tendency is to presume that we are in the right, that we are convinced of our own righteousness. And oftentimes we see this because when we hear about a mistake that someone else made, we think, oh my gosh, I would have never made that decision. You know, can you believe they did that or said that? We assume that we would do the right thing if we were in their shoes. And the tendency based on that is to look down upon others, to despise others. And it's so interesting to think about the saints, and we see the exact opposite. I thought of St. Therese of Lisieux, who said, I need God's mercy more than Mary Magdalene did. Or St. Francis, when he sees a wretched sinner whom everyone publicly thought was kind of worthless, he said, if he had received the graces that I'd received, he would be far holier than I am. Or St. Paul, who takes the exact opposite approach, and he says, we should look at others as better than ourselves, not as less than ourselves. One of my favorites would be St. Teresa of Avila. She said that if we are truly humble, we would never be surprised at the sins of another. That when we hear of something that someone else has done, we wouldn't go, oh my gosh, can you believe they did that? Right, that's my favorite, when we hear something, we go, oh, and then we scurry off and tell our friends, can you believe what a lame person that guy? She said, we would never do that. The sins of others, they would not surprise us if we were truly humble. And one of the most profound lines, in my opinion, that she ever wrote, you know, here she has all these mystical experiences, these revelations, visions. She said, I know that there is no sin that I am incapable of committing. She's one of the greatest saints of all time. I know that there's no sin that I would not do, were it not for the grace of our Lord. That's the heights of holiness. That's a great thing, because that's the heights of humility. And my brothers and sisters, as we advance, that's where our Lord wants to bring us. That we know that we're nothing without Him. That our righteousness isn't our own righteousness. It's His gift to us. He's the one who makes us righteous. And as we journey forward, what He allows us to see is that we, without Him, are totally nothing. You know, sometimes we think as we're journeying forward, we're like, gosh, I should be getting stronger and needing Him less. No, as we journey forward, we should be discovering that we need Him more. We ask our Lord, as we receive Him today, that He might set us ever more free of being convinced of our own righteousness and know that it comes solely from Him.